A 21-year-old man has been jailed for 3.5 years for the manslaughter of a young fisherman in County Waterford 4 years ago. Dean Kerry was just 17 when he stabbed 25-year-old Jack Power in the chest on the 26th of July 2018 after Mr. Power had entered his house in the early hours of the morning. For more, we can speak to our courts correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, what's the background to what happened here?
Well, in the early hours of the morning of July the 26th, 2018, Brian, at around 3:30 a.m., Dean Kerry was asleep in his home and he woke to hear the front window being smashed. Now, Jack Power, who was 25, had thrown a rock through the window and he entered the house to confront Kerry. He believed that Dean Kerry had earlier caused damage to his car. Dean Kerry said that he and his mother were assaulted. He said he grabbed a kitchen knife and he stabbed Mr. Power once in the chest and Mr. Power collapsed and died outside the house. Kerry was found guilty of manslaughter by a jury earlier this year.
And what did the sentencing judge have to say, Orla?
Well, Mr. Justice Paul McDermott said that he had to accept the jury's verdict that Kerry had acted in self-defence, but he said he had used excessive and disproportionate violence by using a knife on someone who was unarmed. However, he said that Kerry was drawn into a response to an event that he did not instigate and could not have expected. And he pointed out that the Oireachtas had legislated to ensure that people who are attacked in their own homes are entitled to use force to defend themselves. He said that Mr. Power was behaving in a very violent and threatening way. He said he also accepted that Kerry, who was younger and of slight build, had made decisions under a degree of pressure, he said, in a very short time frame. And this was in the context of an unexpected attack on his house by Mr. Power, who was a tall, well-built young man. He said he also had to take into account the fact that Kerry was only 17 at the time and that his regret and remorse were genuine. And he said this was evident from the evidence that in the immediate aftermath of the stabbing, he called Gardaí and told them what had happened. And when Gardaí came to the house, they found him sobbing in the kitchen.
And was there any reaction from the victim's family?
Well, last week, Mr. Power's parents told the court that their loss was immeasurable, and his mother, Loretta Power, said her son didn't have a voice in the courtroom, that she had to be his voice. His father, Richard, said the family had been left physically and mentally without direction, and spoke of the fact that their son had been the young blood they needed to continue the family fishing business. Now, Mr. Justice McDermott addressed this. He said it often happened in criminal trials that the life, loves, skills and character of the victim did not appear to be the central concern, and he spoke about the fact that trials focus on elements of a case and as well as the legal rules, and these provide cold comfort for grieving relatives. He said the damage done to the family was horrendous beyond words, that Mr. Power had been an exceptionally hard-working young man, fueled by his love for the sea and his father's encouragement. He said their loss was incalculable and he could do nothing to alleviate their suffering. The family themselves did not say anything. The judge sentenced Kerry to 4.5 years in jail but suspended the last 12 months for a 2-year period, and that was on a number of conditions, including commitments to engage with therapeutic and addiction services.
Orla O'Donnell, courts correspondent, thank you for that.